Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here we are, another hour that you can spend cogently with the DJV, as well, two-thirds of us anyway. Jennifer's connection to the world seems to have become something out of this world. So
Her internet connection, not her physical connection.
No. Victoria and Doug here on the DJV program. Speaking of out of this world, NASA, do you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Is considering a mission to Venus because scientists have found, remember all the conversation the last couple of weeks about the signs of life there. This is something.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever considered a trip to Venus until this happened, right?
No, not at all. Researchers, for those of you who didn't know it, last week researchers detected some evidence that sort of suggests that there are microbes living in the sulfuric acid-laden clouds of the planet's atmosphere. How in the name of God they figure that out is way beyond our pay grade. Think about how far away
it is. Beyond the physics for non-science majors class that I took in college.
Right. So they've been studying the clouds from the NASA telescopes that are in Hawaii and in Chile, and they think that there are signature signs of phosphine, which is a gas that is on Earth, and we associate it with life in an oxygen-free environment. It's not part of our, it's here, but we don't need it to live. The planetary scientist at MIT, Sarah Seeger, said researchers have ruled out several factors that could have produced the gas on Venus, such as volcanoes, lightning strikes, or small meteorites. Because remember, when meteorites come, this is why I think what I do about life on our planet, the meteorites are full of life that survives in the capsule that is the meteorite. When it crashes into another planet, then life, it's kind of like, remember, you probably don't remember, there was a Star Trek movie about a planet. I think it was, the planet was called Genesis. And the planet presented the ability to take life to other planets. I'm being cumbersome about it, but that's basically what it was about. This sort of, it's the same idea here, only in reality. You know, the science fiction writers, sometimes they're right on, Victoria, mm-hmm. with some of the things that they predict. Anyway, so there's unknown chemistry there, and it's going to be hard for them to figure out, but it's just intriguing to me that there is a possibility of life, and we figured it out by looking at something through the lenses of something on the islands of Hawaii. It's very cool. And the missions, anyway, they'd send kind of robotic spacecraft to Venus to nose around. Officials say the new research may now accelerate the space agency making a decision to go out there. So, there it is. Now, speaking of space, the influence of space, the atmosphere on the weather, El Nino, La Nina. I think this year is supposed to be an El Nino year. Am I right to make it winter lousy where you and I are?
I do not know. I haven't followed much with the Nino and Nina. Yeah.
All right.
But
we're
still in the... Yeah, I haven't gotten to winter yet. I know you like to rush us along, but we're still in tropical storm.
I want to get over winter already and get to next spring.
I think a lot of people do, yeah. Right. So there have been so many hurricanes already this season in 2020 that we are no longer on names. We are now on Greek letters, which is something that doesn't happen all the time. So now we are on Alpha and Beta. Those two storms are being watched. Beta especially right now is a tropical storm that has already caused flooding off the coast of Texas. So this is the Texas Panhandle, and then it kind of stretches to east of New Orleans. And the docks have already been flooded over. The canals are flooded over. In St. Charles Parish in Louisiana, they're already evacuating people, and they're still not even recovered from last week's hurricane. So Laura did a lot of damage, and we've just had one after another, and it hits the same spot. Now over in the east, and that's going to continue Monday night through, it's kind of starting on Monday, and then it will go through Wednesday and Thursday, probably. Mm-hmm. It's moving west-northwest at 6 miles per hour at this point, so we'll see where it goes, but it looks like a lot of rain. It's not going to be as intense as the previous storms, but more rain, it could be another foot, and it moves slowly, and that's the problem with the flooding. So flooding is really an issue of concern. And so on the East Coast, churning just above Bermuda now is Hurricane Teddy. It's actually a Category 2 hurricane. It will not hit land, but anywhere up and down the East Coast this entire week, you're going to have really dangerous riptides. You're going to have very large storm surge, a lot of big waves. So this is great for surfers this week, but the weather will be warmer, at least in New Jersey where we are. We're getting back up into the upper 70s. But just, you know, be very, very cautious this week if anyone's heading to the beach because the water is really dangerous.
Yeah, you got to be careful about a lot of things this week. There's a study out that I thought would intrigue you because it's about young people and their relationship to their elders. As we all know, growing up, our parents knew nothing. And as we get older, maybe they aren't so bad. Maybe they don't know a few things. But when you look at the impact of the OK Boomer group and the investment outlook for the young people who are coming along, the divide, I guess, between the old and the young seems to have broadened. There's an analytical piece from Deutsche Bank this week. And I know you're pretty savvy. Actually, you're probably a lot more savvy about this stuff than I am, Victoria. I don't spend a lot of time with investment. I've always believed that I invest in something I know. Therefore, this business and my farm and stuff, I'm not big on investing. Mm-hmm. But I think you're pretty savvy. You impress me with when you talk about stuff like that. And so I wonder whether you and your friends, you're on the older end. Isn't that something? When you consider yourself in the older, we were talking last week about how the kids from 18 to 38 don't know anything about the Holocaust.
Yeah, that's that horrible survey. 18 to 39, and not obviously not every person who's 18 to 39, but the people surveyed,
but way too many
knew very, very little about the Holocaust, and it was scary.
Yeah. So the same age group has a problem with money, finances, and one wonders how it all started.
I can tell you how it starts.
Okay,
It's day one of going on your college campus when it's table after table of credit card companies getting you to sign up and you get a free credit card. That's how it started for me. That's how it started for all of my friends. Mm-hmm. And then you max the card right away. And, you know, because it's like a $500 limit or a $1,000 limit. And then the debt cycle begins there. And then if you also have
training
student loans.
Training you to be in debt. I guess that's, it's training you to be in debt.
Yeah, and then if you also have student loans, then that's my entire generation's story right there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's how it starts.
Yep.
And a lot of us can't afford houses. And it's not that we can't. See, the thing that's really frustrating, and my husband and I have been talking about this over the weekend, you know, it's because we rent. We're renters. We're Manhattan renters, which most people in Manhattan
My daughter rent. And her husband are, too.
Yeah.
And they're older than you are.
We're in New Jersey, and we're now, you know, we've moved down to the shore, and we're still renting. We would love to own our own place, but, you know, the down payments are it's so expensive to put
Can't
a 20%.
Can't you find a 3%, 3% down and 3% interest? Those are around
Every
here.
Person your age says that to me, and it's not, it doesn't exist anymore. So, and even my parents have said, well, I put 3% down. I'm like, Mom, that doesn't exist. If you pay less than 20% down, then you have to pay PMI, prime mortgage insurance, every month. And depending on, let's say you buy like a $300,000 house, that could be another $400 a month that gets tacked on for the prime mortgage insurance because you didn't put 20% down. When you look at the long term, 30 years of paying an extra $400 a month because you didn't have that 20%, think about the debt cycle that's creating. So you're going to end up spending so much more on your prime mortgage insurance payments every month than you would have had you been able to scrape together the 20% down. It's a disaster. And this is something that no one really thinks about. Unless you're like in our situation where we would love to buy a place, but we don't have the money for a down payment. We're paying off, you know, credit card bills and student loans and things like that. So this is why the millennial and millennial adjacents up to 40, this is why
millennial adjacents. Wow.
This is why we don't own homes.
This is a term.
And this is, you know, I mean, well, it's kind of like a made up term, but you know, but that's the bottom line. That's the simple math of it all. That's why we don't own a home. I would actually think your daughter's probably in the same boat as that.
My daughter and her husband make, you know, they're both college profs. They're both sort of tenured, and you know, they are making plenty of money. So
they make enough money
here,
that they could certainly pay a mortgage, right?
Right.
But
you know what they're doing?
Into the house
but
is the problem.
They both have debt. I've helped Megan with her college debt.
Yeah.
Nobody's helping Matthew because he doesn't have anybody in his family. And so whatever they make goes a good portion of it to paying it down. Alexa device now. Well, let's talk a little about what we said about Samuel L. Jackson last Friday. Our clip of the day today at DGVshow.com is a wake-up call. Yes, you can wake up to Samuel L. Jackson and his profanity. You want to start your day that way? It's kind of a funny way to start your day if you like him. I can't mimic him at all, so I won't try to do that. But you can kind of get the gist of it. If you haven't heard that story or the way we treated it, that's really the charm of the clip of the day, how we talk about what's going on. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, clip of the day and the entire day's broadcast every day at DJVshow.com.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasick has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Do you check your email right before bed? What about Twitter, Facebook, YouTube? If that's the case, then you may be negatively affecting your sleep. We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic about stimulating your brain before bed.
Oh, absolutely. It happens with me all the time. So it can keep our mind mentally engaged, psychologically engaged, when we know we have those phones right next to us, when we know we are connected to the technology, we can check those work-related emails, which can really stimulate the brain, and we would be more active and awake, and it would have an effect on promoting good sleep. And the other thing is, we always sort of feel that we need to be connected, we don't need to be logged off, we don't need to be away from the technology. That's the other feeling that we always take with us when we're going to sleep, and that's not good for sleep.
More info is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
D. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This hour of the DJV visit is Gaga. Got a new video for her song 911. This is from her album Chromatica, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she shared this video, releasing Chromatica originally in May, among her first solo albums since Joanne in 2016. Gaga plans to kick off her Chromatica Ball Tour next summer with the dates in North America, Boston, Toronto, New York, Chicago, usual big city stops. She says of Chromatica's darker undertones, there's not one song on that record that's not true, not one. I just totally gave up on myself. I didn't like being famous. I felt exhausted and used up. Gaga said, I don't hate Lady Gaga anymore. I found a way to love myself again, even when I thought that that was never going to happen. Gaga credited friends like Elton John. Quote, he always calls me when I'm down, and that usually means I don't pick up the phone because I isolate myself. And then I get a message that they're thinking of me. I'm sure Elton John and his husband.
Husband. Definitely not wife.
All right. Gaga's struggles inspired the... Why? Elton is... Okay, never mind. Gaga's struggles inspired the upcoming anthology book, Channel Kindness, collection of inspirational stories written by young people, personal notes of empowerment released in partnership with Gaga's Born This Way Foundation. The book, which includes an introduction written by Gaga, comes out next week. Tomorrow comes out, right? Yeah. Gaga says, within these pages, you'll meet young change makers who found their inner strength, prevailed in the face of bullies, started their own social movements, and decided to break through the mental health stigma. These storytellers share how they felt, embraced kindness with every fiber of their being by helping others without the expectation of getting anything in return. I think, you know, Gaga is one of these people, like most of us. We have our insecurities, we have our things, and she's not afraid to talk about it, which I think is something that's very helpful. I think there's a balance, Victoria. When people have things and they can help others with their stories, I think it's cool. Sometimes it goes a little too far. I do not think that's the case with Gaga. I quite like her. And you know, what the average person thinks is, wow, look at this woman. She's fabulous. She's got all this money, and she's got men chasing her, and look at the life she leads. How could she be anything but happy? And there's plenty
you never know what's going on
of examples of people
life.
Who have money's not their problem in this life. It's relationships. So, at any rate, that's that story. 26 after the hour. Here's Ziggy Marley now making a visit. Latest album is a children's album. Like his 2009 release, Family Time, full of famous friends and very kind vibes and intentions. Mr. Marley says he wants to reflect the spirit of his four-year-old son, Isaiah, and to help create a Saturday morning pajama jam vibe. I like that. First single is called Play With Sky. Is that what we're listening to? Let me listen to this. Singer and guitarist Ben Harper's on this. Sheryl Crow adds vocals to Everywhere You Go. This is what we're listening to now. Yeah, just enough reggae in there to give it a beat. Right. It's kind of a sunny ode to supportive community. And then there's guitarist Tom Morello and rapper Busta Rhymes with Move Your Body. How's that sound? We have that?
I don't think we have that one. We've got the Alanis Morissette one.
All right. Alanis Morissette sings on the song Please Excuse Me, Thank You, which introduces children to the idea of ethics by emphasizing politeness and kindness. Yes, here's some of that. I think I would like to get something. I'd like to get this to my grandson.
Miles would like this.
Yeah, he would like it. Yeah. It is 28 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders are still clashing over legislation to prevent a disastrous government shutdown at the end of the month, with House Democrats releasing a bill that Republicans panned for lack of relief to help farmers cope with President Donald Trump's trade policies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and to fund health
help for farmers in rural America. The short-term spending fix introduced by House Democrats would avert a government shutdown on September 30th and keep federal agencies only funded through December 11th. But the Democrats still refuse to budge on any coronavirus relief help. House leaders are planning to vote tomorrow on the measure despite all the GOP opposition. Thanks for listening. You found us. It's USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention walked back information it posted on its website just 3 days ago, which stated the coronavirus can be spread through aerosolized droplets. The CDC now says Friday's guidance was posted in error and that new information will be issued shortly. The move is yet another misstep for the nation's leading public health agency, which recently reversed its guidance for the second time on testing asymptomatic people. Larger respiratory droplets, such as those emitted from coughs or sneezes, are likely the main drivers of the coronavirus. Ellen DeGeneres, the daytime talk show host, kicked off her 18th season addressing issues that happened over the summer.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome.
DeGeneres referred directly to allegations that her show suffered after a number of articles alleged harassment from the top producers of the show.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
After leading a round of applause for her 270 employees, DeGeneres called on viewers to look forward, calling the new season the beginning of a new chapter. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Apply yourself, so my mother and father used to say, so I did, and I have, and I am. And it still is okay to apply yourself. Apply yourself to the day. This is the DJV way for many people to start the day. Sometimes later in the day, you can hear the program all day, every day at DJVshow.com, should you desire. You can check out little bits and pieces of it, too. That's kind of cool. We're here to fight truth decay in every way we can. I got a couple of things up my sleeve here, but you also have done a wonderful job with your sleeve. What do you have up your sleeve, Victoria?
Well, the CDC.
And by the way, Jennifer's not here because she's technically unable to be.
Yes, yeah.
Right. Exactly. All right, CDC has new recommendations, yes?
Yes, the CDC is back. So here's the thing. I read this headline. It said,
updated new day, new recommendations.
Updated CDC guidance acknowledges coronavirus can spread through the air. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Is this a headline from 5 months ago? Because we already know that. Well, apparently the detailed new guidance from the CDC is that it can spread more than 6 feet. The current guidance says that it spreads mainly between people in close contact within 6 feet. That's why if someone sneezes and you're 6 feet away from them, then you are likely to, the virus can travel to another person. That's why we wear masks and that's why we have the social distancing.
Didn't they say something about it spreads with aerosols too?
Yes, well, it's aerosolized. That's how it spreads. So it's respiratory droplets. That's the same thing as aerosolized. Okay. So now the new guidance says there's growing evidence that droplets and airborne particles can remain suspended in the air and be breathed in by others and travel distances beyond 6 feet, for example, during choir practice, in restaurants, or in fitness classes. In general, indoor environments without good ventilation increase the risk. Okay, so the reason that this is important now is because gyms, choir practice, restaurants, these are all the places that everyone's in again. And so this is part of the problem. I don't know why the CDC is so far behind on this. I know that there's been some political footballing happening between the Trump, the pandemic panel that Mike Pence runs and the CDC. There's been a lot of stuff back and forth. But we've already known this. I feel like we've talked about this for months on the show, that they did initial testing on these droplets and being aerosolized.
Yeah,
and they can travel 27 feet. This is not new.
No.
The problem, though, is that because this stuff keeps changing, people are going back into restaurants. They're doing fitness classes indoors now in the gym. The weather is starting to turn, depending on where you are in the country. It's getting a little bit cooler. Restaurants are going to be opening up in Manhattan on September 30th. You can go indoors. This is going to lead to all of the new spikes that we've been warned about.
I'm fessing up here. I made reservations to have a dinner on Saturday night with a friend, but it was an outside restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, it was warm and kind of nice on Friday, so I figured, Saturday would be all right. Well, it turned cold here to the point where it didn't get above 60 either on Sunday or Saturday.
Same
so,
here.
At nighttime, they didn't have any inside seating, they didn't have heat lamps, they didn't have sound. Nope, I said, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
so it ended up being something else. But there are a lot of places that still don't have inside, even though we're in a crunch now. So most communities were trying to support the restaurants and encourage them to do outside, but now that it's getting cold, how do we save these restaurants?
Right.
That's going to be the
question. A lot
of
restaurants in New Jersey are, they already have outside spaces set up with tents and heat lamps. Yeah. So I think heat lamps, but see, that's part of the problem. When you're outside, and this is why I will not go to a restaurant even and sit outside, because the tables are not distanced. They're on top of each other, and no one's wearing a mask. This weekend, it was a beautiful sunny weekend. We took the dogs for a walk along the beach yesterday. Every restaurant had people in it. Not as much as the summer capacity crowd, but still a lot of people. The tables are right next to each other as always, and no one's wearing a mask while you're sitting at the table, which is, that's what the guidance says. You don't need to be wearing one while you're seated. We're just going to see more and more cases spiking because you're next to each other. You're still going to spread it. I don't know. I don't find that restaurants in any capacity right now are safe. And last week we talked about that new study that came out of, I think it came out of California, where it was 2,700 adults that they surveyed and who had COVID, and they all had been to a restaurant within 14 days of becoming sick. So I
Pretty
want the
obvious.
Restaurant business to thrive. I used to be a bartender. I worked in hospitality for a long time.
Really? I didn't know you. Did you ever say that before? I didn't know you were a bartender.
Yes, yes.
Where?
For
when?
Years.
You?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Anyway, it's not that interesting, but anyway, I'm just saying,
I bet you got good tips, though. You may kind of sometimes spike up the ring for the drinks for guys who look like Garofalo or whatever his name is.
I was so fortunate that I had a flood of Jimmy Garoppolo doppelgangers coming into my bar, which would be a great problem to have. I'm just saying, I obviously we all want to support the restaurant industry. We live in a little tourist village with lots of restaurants. We are friends with all of the bartenders and managers because we're you know, full-time residents
regulars.
Here. We know everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're regulars. And it's really kind of heartbreaking for us and for them. You know, we just don't know what's going to happen with them. And I read this other heartbreaking thing over the weekend, that when people are going to restaurants, that the tipping percentage is way, way down.
What?
If you are going to go to a restaurant now, now is the time to throw in
exactly.
the 30% tip. This is the time to, when we get takeout, we leave a $10 or $15 tip on top of our takeout just to take care of the people who are working there to try to help offset the lack of business. And it's horrible. Like, who are these cheap-ass people going to a restaurant now and not tipping well? Like, who are you? Stay home.
I stopped. I had to go to New York on Saturday to deliver some equipment for an auction that's coming up this weekend. And I stopped at a little restaurant that I love to stop at, a little diner. And I had oatmeal and a banana and some hot tea. And what else did I have? But it wasn't a lot. It was a $14 bill, and I left $20 because I thought,
right,
you know,
that's what I've been doing if I can. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No big deal. But the oatmeal was great. All right. Here's another one. This is something. These are all from the. Oh my God! Do you believe this? Because it's been outside of our wheelhouse to talk about things like this because we're so wrapped up with three or four major things. Well, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, especially Fancy Nancy, you'll be happy to know, by the way, Fancy Nancy has given us Victoria. This is something that is a part of what the feds are involving themselves in, but I'm not sure how aggressive they're being when it comes to money for suspected terrorists and terrorism. Drug dealers, corrupt officials in many countries are moving trillions of dollars into our banks because we have the biggest banks. They have a lot of big banks in Germany and in actually Europe. And the money is going back and forth without it being, you know, we have this thing here. I think I told you the story a week or so ago, Victoria, about a friend of mine who owns a restaurant. And he regularly brings $8,000-$9,000 in cash and puts in the bank. And so he was tabbed as somebody who would be suspicious because obviously he's doing something wrong if he's putting that much cash in the bank. Because most people who have that much cash never put it in the bank. They never account for it because they don't want to pay taxes on it. Here's somebody who's doing the right thing, putting the money in the bank, so it shows up someplace on a record, and the feds are investigating him because it's highly unusual that somebody's put that money. What kind of moronic, stupid thing is that? What the hell do you think people who deal in a cash business are going to do with it? Are you encouraging them? That's really what you're doing. You're encouraging them to not report the money and not pay taxes on it by giving them a hard time. What stupidity. Does anybody have any common sense? And meanwhile, all of these corrupt officials from Venezuela and God knows who knows where else, Russia, China, they float money all over the place. And the banks look the other way because it's good for business.
Well, that's what Deutsche Bank is dealing with right now. Deutsche Bank has been taking, Ghislaine Maxwell. We remember that name.
Deutsche Bank is number one in the terms of corruption. Number one. Coming up, some car talk. In a manner of speaking, you want to know what vehicle is the number one American-made vehicle? I'll tell you that in a matter of moments. Don't forget about our Your Hidden Power program. Every week it's available in podcast form. You get direct access to your subconscious with the current, the most recent Your Hidden Power podcast. Yep. What do you know about your subconscious? How does it affect your daily lives? You'd be amazed at how empowering it is, but you need to be aware of it. Thinking about your subconscious. Do you do that at all? This is something that really is. We probe into that deeply in the most recent Your Hidden Power. It's episode 160, and all of the previous 159 are listed there. So if you're interested in beyond the beyond, if you will, get direct access by going to yourhiddenpowershow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Remember how bad this past flu season was? Well, it's that time again. Time to think about ways to protect yourself against the flu.
Number one, get a flu shot. Number two, stay away from people that are ill. It sounds, you know, logical. And number three, keep your hands out of your eyes, nose, and mouth, and wash your hands regularly.
Dr. Gregory Poland, head of Mayo Clinic's Vaccine Research Group, says if you do get the flu, stay away from others. You're contagious from a day or two before you show symptoms to several days after.
There are antiviral medications that are effective. We give them routinely in people where we expect high rates of complications due to influenza, elderly people, people with diabetes, lung disease, heart disease, etc. But they're available to other people too. The main thing is that you have to be seen pretty early after symptom.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Getting enough sleep is critical to your health. Yet, according to reviews.org, about 66% of us go to bed with our smartphones. So what's wrong with tech in the bedroom? We asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic.
So these smartphones and tablets, they can emit what we call a blue light, which can suppress the natural hormone, which is melatonin. And melatonin is known to produce and promote sleep and is also known to have some circadian rhythm effects. So when the blue light is emitted and melatonin is suppressed as a result, we are not able to get to sleep at a proper time, and neither we are able to get a good quality sleep.
More info on Tech in the Bedroom is at clevelandclinic.org.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 48 after the hour on the VJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with our Jen in this hour. The number one product in America that's all American. You want to buy American? Want to take a guess at what vehicle has more American parts in it than any other? Take a guess, Victoria.
Ford?
Well, Ford what, though? It
Ford
is a
Motors?
Ford product. Yes.
Oh, you mean a specific car?
Yes, because they're different.
I would have to go with the Ford 150.
You're getting closer. Ford Ranger. 85% of the parts in it come from the United States or Canada.
What does that look like? I've never heard of the Ford Ranger.
It's a small pickup truck.
Oh,
a smaller, kind of a utility thing. It's cute. I say this not to be a sexist, but it's a good little truck for a woman. One of the ladies that works on the farm drives one of them. The Dodge Caravan.
How about them just say a lady on the farm drives one instead of this is a good truck for a woman?
The Dodge Caravan is number 2, but they're going to stop making those, I think, aren't they? I don't know why, because the minivan has been very popular.
I don't know. I think minivans are still around for good reason.
And number 3 on the list is the Chevrolet Corvette. So, of all of the vehicles
American
that
muscle.
Are... made in America, want parts, Ranger 1, Grand Caravan 2, Chevrolet Corvette number 3 on that list.
Everyone can afford a Corvette, right?
Of course! Let's go get one! 10 before the hour.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, it's Monday, Money Pit time. It doesn't just have to be Monday. It could be Tuesday. It could be Wednesday. Questions and answers for Tommy the K. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. They have a fabulous podcast. They have a fabulous newsletter. And they also have a host who knows his way around a hammer and a tong. No, probably not a tong. But a hammer and a... Hammer and a nail? You're going to love this one. Okay. So I'm putting metal roofing on one of the barns.
Okay.
And the original roof has cement on it. It's not, it's, it was, there's no wood in the barn. It's all steel and cement.
Huh.
So we have to screw the screws into the cement that's underneath the current roof.
Huh.
So you get longer ones and really special. There's special screws that you have to
like
put in there.
Tapcon screws?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, how
that
do you know?
Was that the punchline I just gave you?
Yeah. Next.
Hey, do I know my hardware?
Yes, you do.
Well, for those that are listening, then don't know what the heck we're talking about. There is a type of screw that's designed to go right into concrete. You do have to drill a pilot hole, of course, but you don't have to put like a lead shield in it first the way you used to have to. And it's called a Tapcon. And you'll notice that they're, you see them in the store, they're always blue. I think it's part of the trademark.
Yes, they are blue. Yeah. Well, aren't they blue because they get hot or something? They can get hot.
I think, who knows? They got a coating on them, though, that helps you dry them in.
Yeah.
But I've used them a lot. They're great structure.
Good. You want to come down to the barn?
No, not
that
much.
We need a couple of more hands to get this roof on.
You do.
The sheets are, you'll love this. The sheets are 27 feet long.
Wow.
And 3 feet wide. That's the pitch. The roof is, on both sides. And so, anyway, we'll get up there. We've got a boom truck that's going to be here. And
must be tough to manage them in the wind.
You can't do it in the wind.
Yeah.
You have to do it on a calm, quiet day. Yep. Here's Jonathan, a listener of this program, is concerned about VOCs. Okay, what's that?
Well, VOCs are volatile organic compounds. And they were an ingredient into paint for many, many years and other things as well. And what he's concerned about, Doug, is that this is going to expose him to toxins.
Are we talking about asbestos, the like?
Well, just the chemical side of that.
Yeah, okay.
And what he's asking me about is he wants to know if it's okay so that he's not exposed to VOCs to use latex paint because it was part of, oil-based or solid.
I'd say no. Wouldn't you?
And I say no, too, because he wants to paint kitchen cabinets. I think latex paint is fine on walls and ceilings. And then maybe trim, but I would not use it on anything that you need like sort of a durable surface because it doesn't stand up to the abrasion. I think for kitchen cabinets, you should prime them and paint them with solvent or oil-based finishes. Now, in terms of your concern, Jonathan, about VOCs, you should know that those were the old days, and today the paints are much, 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 much safer. They don't have the same kinds of concerns that we had years ago. So if you want to paint your kitchen cabinets, go for it. Ventilate well as you normally, but I would definitely use an oil-based finish because otherwise you're going to be a sad guy when you see that paint start to strip and chip off.
Well, that flakes off. I have made that mistake in the past. One of the things going on the farm now, we have a huge, the main barn is a huge big barn, and I'm redoing all the windows on it, and because I like oil-based paint, I'm pretty much resigned to using Rust-Oleum. Because it does a much better job, covers better, and some of these windows have been neglected for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having to rebuild the wood casing and you need to prime them and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I find oil-based paint's much better for my needs anyway.
For
the farm,
durability, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh yeah, exactly. All right, what's the what's cooking in the podcast this week? What do you have that's cool?
We are talking about how to plan the perfect kitchen makeover. Doug, this is the time of year when people are tackling kitchens. There's a big rush on to get your kitchen done. Sort of the mental
Christmas,
goal line is the holiday season.
Yeah,
that's
right.
When, you usually put your kitchen to work. And so there's so many folks that are getting ready for that. We lay out, the step-by-step way to plan the kitchen, not make mistakes that are going to be costly that you're going to regret and have to do again.
And is it too early to talk about fall fix-ups? It looks like you got something in the newsletter about that.
Yeah, we call fall the Goldilocks season. Because it's not too hot and it's not too cold, right? It's perfect to do all the work you need to do outside.
Yeah.
So we walk you through a five-step checklist on what projects you ought to tackle, weekend by weekend to get it done.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So there's all kinds of ways at your service. They certainly are. Go to moneypit.com or check out the newsletter. You can sign up for it and make sure that podcast, a lot of info there. Yeah. Just generally all around fabulous info-oriented program. Very helpful. That's why it's so popular on hundreds of stations around the country. The Money Pit, Tom Kreitler, here at 59 past the.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.